On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Kia ora, Fabian. How are you? Hello, hello.
Hello, Rachel. I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How's it all going in LA? What's Tinseltown happening? What's happening in Tinseltown at the moment?
I don't want to be one of those people who talks about the weather, but it's a way of life over here.
It's also a way of life here, so it's totally fine.
Okay, good. Summer was really late arriving this year, and then it hit with full force on Monday.
Oh, wow.
We had just dying, testing the AC in my apartment like never before. And then suddenly today it's gotten cold again, so I don't know what the hell's happening.
Oh, no. Well, we'll cross our fingers for a bit more sun for you. What's happening in the movies? What's good? What have you been? Have you been talking to anybody good?
I actually interviewed the director of a film that comes out today in New Zealand.
Oh,
yesterday,
cool.
Rather. Keep forgetting it's Friday there. It's Thursday, yeah.
It is.
It's a documentary called Pavarotti.
Oh, wow.
And it's about Placido Domingo. I mean, Pavarotti.
The man himself.
It's directed by Ron Howard, who usually makes big blockbustery movies, but he kind of has carved out a little side career making documentaries. He did a Beatles one a couple of years ago. And this is about, you know, the famous opera singer, most famous with the three tenors, and was also like a movie star, and kind of just the most recent example of this 20th century tradition of opera superstars.
Mm. And I was going to say, he is a bit of a blockbuster, really, in his own right, Pavarotti.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, indeed. Well, he was, rather.
Was, yes.
A few years back. But he, the documentary is interesting. It's not a super amazing, artful documentary. It's there's not a lot here that argues for it being a big screen thing as opposed to a TV documentary. It's not the most creatively constructed, but I definitely enjoyed watching it. It gets a lot of good access. You know, Ron Howard's name obviously opens doors. But when I spoke to him, I was most excited to ask him about Willow, which is a film he directed in the mid-80s.
Okay.
It was shot in New Zealand.
Oh, wow. What's it about?
Have you seen Willow?
No, I haven't. I haven't even heard of it.
Okay, well, tell me if this sounds familiar. Willow is about a very small person in a magical fantasy land who goes on a quest, teams up with some slightly taller people. There's dragons, there's evil sorcerers.
Oh, my goodness.
It was kind of like Lord of the Rings before Lord of the Rings, even though
right.
It was clearly inspired by the works of J.R.R. Tolkien, but it was produced by George Lucas. Kind of just a wonderful movie, and I got to talk to him a bit about that, and he was saying how when he met Peter Jackson later, they said that they used all the same locations and stuff.
Oh, wow.
They shot a lot of places around the South Island. There was actually a set standing on the Cadrona ski field for many years.
Oh, really?
After they finished filming their little village that they'd built in the snow that you could ski through, which was nice.
Oh, that's quite gorgeous,
and,
really.
Yeah. So anyway, Pavarotti's out. Also, Men in Black International, getting the worst reviews.
I was going to say, is that any good?
Year.
Or is it just crap?
I haven't seen it, but what's the deal with this Men in Black franchise? People kind of like the first one, and no one's liked anything that's happened since. The sequel was a turd. Part three was a turd. This new one that doesn't have Will Smith or Tommy Lee Jones looks like a turd.
Oh dear!
I mean, it's got actors that I like in it. Chris Hemsworth.
Yep. He's pretty
Jessica
funny.
Thompson, and they were a great pair in Thor Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, not a great pair in this one. The film is just getting crapped on left, right, and center. Just feels like one of those films that the market called into existence, and not a single individual person is actually excited to see it. That's out.
Oh, dear.
I haven't seen it. I'll probably go see it. Who am I kidding?
Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe that's a good one to go to if you're really stuck for ideas. But the Pavarotti documentary sounds really interesting. He's a bit of an amazing character, so that sounds like a good one too. Or go find Willow online. My mum just texted me to say, I took you to Willow when you were little. I don't remember that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mum. I don't remember that. But, you know, I'm seeing the movie poster now, and it looks kind of incredible, so maybe I'll go check that one out this weekend too. Hey, thanks so much, Fabian. We'll speak to you next week.
Talk to you soon.
Cheers. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Does anyone else remember Willow? 5395.